FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The South African Weather Service website is back online after a cyber attack paralyzed its information and communication technology infrastructure a month ago. ICT experts have been working around the clock to restore the compromised system on Friday. Spokesperson Opa Sakhwale says the aviation industry will now also access the critical services such as international significant weather charts.
The rest of the products such as domestic significant weather charts, atmospheric pressure charts and airmen's reports are undergoing functionality tests and will be available within the shortest possible time. In the meantime, the Weather Service Aviation Weather Center at the OR Tambo International Airport continues to rely on alternative means to disseminate regular aeronautical weather information and updates to the aviation community.
National Education, Health and Allied Workers Union says it's concerned by the rapidly rising number of hand, foot and mouth disease in KZN. More than 300 confirmed cases have been recorded in daycare centres and primary schools, most from the Itegwini district. The viral infection usually affects children and is typically mild. Last week, Health MEC Nomako Kusimelane Mgadi said they were working to trace the first child who was infected. Nehawu's Ayanda Zulu says they will be engaging the MEC on the outbreak.
Our concern is largely on the state of the health system in KwaZulu-Natal. You know that in the past few weeks there have been some reports that are disturbing in terms of the shortage of medicine. This is happening. You know that most of our hospitals are severely underfunded, and we also find that there are challenges as far as the protective gear is concerned.
And Hamas has condemned Israel's decision to postpone the release of more than 600 Palestinian prisoners. It follows claims of repeated violations of the ceasefire deal in Gaza, with the militant group criticized for handing over of hostages in humiliating and disgraceful ceremonies. But Israel's prime minister has been accused of creating a false pretext to evade its obligation. Sky's international correspondent Diana McNay says it appears that Benjamin Netanyahu is looking to secure the release of more hostages.
Because phase two would necessitate him to promise a lasting ceasefire. And I think given Hamas's very real presence in the Gaza Strip still, that is something that he is reluctant to do.
The clip is courtesy of Sky News. Your top story this hour: the South African Weather Service's website is back online after a cyber attack paralyzed its information and communication technology infrastructure a month ago. For the Newswatch team, I'm Kanogo Hlemalinga.